This is VK6ARN, News West. We are a community organisation and we've been serving up the best amateur radio news in Australia since 1931. Hi there, I'm Clinton, VK6FCRC, and welcome to the 94th year of News West. And in this episode, for the 5th of January 2025, I hope you all had an excellent new year. Now, on with the show.
Foundations of Amateur Radio. As you might know, a little while ago, I started a new project. The Bold Yak project aims to create a modular, bidirectional and distributed signal processing and control system that leverages GNU radio. In embarking on this adventure, I've been absorbing information as I go, whilst explaining what I've learnt to anyone who will sit still long enough. Credit to Glyn, Victor Kilo 6 Papa Alpha Whiskey and Charles, November Kilo 8 Oscar, for their patience. For most people, me included, the introduction to GNU radio happens via a graphical user interface, where you build so-called flow graphs. These are made up of little blocks that you wire together to get from a source, where a signal originates, to a sink, where it terminates. Each of these blocks does something to the signal. It might be a filter, an amplifier, it might encode or decode a signal like FM, AM, wideband FM, or some other modulation like phase modulation or OFDM, orthogonal frequency division multiplexing. A way of transmitting digital information using multiple channels. It's used in places like Wi-Fi, ADSL and DSL, digital television, as well as modern cellular systems. Those blocks generally expect a specific type of input and generate some particular output. After you save your design, you can run the flow graph, and behind the scenes, some magic happens. Your visual representation of a signal flow is translated into either Python or C++, and the resulting application is what is actually run, which is why the user interface that you design your flow graph in is cunningly named GNU Radio Companion. So, what if you want to do something that doesn't yet exist? As it happens, that's where I came across a YouTube video by John, Victor Echo 6 Echo Yankee, called GNU Radio Embedded Python Block, which neatly describes a fundamental aspect of how the GNU Radio framework actually operates. One of the blocks available to you is one called Python Block, which you can add to your flow graph just like any other block. What sets it apart from the others is that you can open it up and write some Python code to process the signal. When you first insert such a block, it's already populated with some skeleton code, so it already does something from the get-go, and that's helpful because if you break the code, you get to keep both parts. Seriously, it allows you to figure out what you broke rather than having to worry immediately about how specifically the code is wired to the outside world. Which, let's face it, is not trivial. If you're a programmer, think of it as the hello world of GNU radio. If not much of that means anything, think of it as a variable electronic component. If you need it to be a capacitor, it can be that, or a transistor, a whole circuit, or just a filter, all in software right there at your fingertips and no soldering required. Now, I'm under no illusion that everybody is going to want to get down and dirty with Python at this point. And truth be told, I have a, let's call it, special relationship with the language. But that is something I'm just going to have to get over if this project is going to go anywhere. For my sins, this week I attempted to recreate the intent of John's video on my own keyboard, and discovered that debugging code in this environment might be tricky. It turns out that you can actually print out Python variables within your code, and in the GNU radio environment, they'll show up in the console inside the companion window, which is handy if you committed one of many Python sins, like, say, attempting to compare an integer against a list. Don't ask me how I know. One thing I'm planning to attempt is to get the same thing going for C++ output. By default, GNU Radio Companion uses Python, but you can change it so instead of generating Python, it can generate C++. Whilst I have no immediate need for that, I do know that at some point it's likely that I will. Like, say when I want to run something on an embedded processor or some other contraption. So, whilst I have nothing to lose, I want to try out the boundaries of my new toy. Besides, I have form. In testing boundaries, that is. I'm Ono, Victor Kilo 6, Foxtrot Lima Alpha Bravo.
Hi, just a little note about VK6RRG and the WAG technical and general net. Having it run every Sunday morning on VK6RLM, that's 146.750 or channel 3 in the old money. And it starts at 10:30 a.m. this morning. Of course, if you're listening in the evening, it's next week.
On Tuesday afternoons and evenings, the 40 and 80 metre bands come alive with the sound of slow CW. Who would have thought that this ancient art, which some say was once such a dreaded part of the amateur licence test, would become so popular in these days of modern communications? The uncontrolled net is run in designated portions of the two bands to encourage new CW operators to have a go at slow CW in a safe and really friendly environment. Slow speed and lots of mistakes are par for the course. It's all about having a go, starting with a basic call sign and RST exchange, then over time getting better and better. The net also attracts its fair share of old-timers who enjoy helping others to have a go or to just enjoy the banter. The CQQRS net started in Western Australia 3 years ago and has been running every single Tuesday and has been unbelievably popular. The net runs from 3 p.m. until about 7 p.m. on 40 metres, then moves to 80 metres, and we've had up to 60 stations on air having a go, and who knows how many listeners are out there every Tuesday as well. So, the CQQRS net is on 40 metres between 0700 Zulu and 1100 Zulu, that is 3 p.m. until 7 p.m., and is held between 7020 and 7040 kHz. Then between 0900 Zulu and 1300 Zulu, which is 5 p.m. until 9 p.m., we're on between 3540 and 3570 kHz every Tuesday. There's no net control, so when you're ready to have a go, just find a quiet spot and start calling CQQRS at about 75% of the speed you can copy. Most stations will match your speed, so go slow until you're really comfortable with CW. So this might be just the opportunity you've been waiting for to have a go at transmitting on CW, or perhaps just to stop the contacts rusting up on your key. Doesn't matter whether you're brand new to the code, or if you're an old-timer who would like to have a bit of fun and help encourage new operators by having simple, safe QSOs at their speed. We'd love to have you join in. Too much switch mode power supply hash on 80 metres? This might be the incentive to do something about it. With a cheap noise canceller costing less than $100, 80 metres could be easier than you think. So again, the net starts at 3 p.m. every Tuesday, above the DX segment on 40 metres between 7020 and 7040. Then, after 7 p.m, moves to 80 metres between 3540 and 3570 kHz. There are usually stations in the west, east and in between listening out for your CQQRS call. For more information and to receive our free weekly CQQRS RagTune newsletter, contact me, Mark, VK6QI, via the email on qrz.com, or you can use our address cqrsnet@gmail.com. That is cqrsnet@gmail.com, and I'll be pleased to have a chat.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
The Peel Amateur Radio Group, PargFest, is on Saturday, February 15th at the Mandurah Bowling Club. Make a note in your diary now. Saturday, February 15th, the doors open to the public at 9 a.m. with a mega raffle, door prizes, displays, barista coffee, hot food, guest speakers, and of course, bargains at the swap meet. At around 12 noon, the Parg Mega Raffle will be drawn, with thousands of dollars of great prizes. You have got to be in it to win it. If you want to book a free table or tables for your displays and swap meet items, please contact the Parg secretary now before it is too late. Last year, we actually ran out of tables and had to ask people to BYO. For more information, go to the Parg website, www.parg.org.au. That web address again is www.parg.org.au. www.parg.org.au. It is going to be another great amateur radio event, so make a day of it in Mandurah on Saturday, February 15th.
Happy New Year, everyone. This is Roy VK, 6 X-Ray Victor, with this week's helpline for the 5th of January, first one for 2025. And today I have the following. A Roger Williams Communication HF multi-tapped vertical mobile antenna taps at 3.176 5360 5935 9965. Antenna length is 1910 millimeters, 1.9 meters in other words, or available for $50 or nearest offer. Also have a Turlin Outbacker multi-tapped HF vertical and mobile antenna, complete with heavy-duty spring base, with taps all over the place from 3.99 megs up to 14.724 megahertz. Antenna length is 1.880 meters, 1880 millimeters, asking $95 or nearest offer for that one. In addition, I have a Kodan Type 7727 HF mobile transceiver, complete with model 8422 selective call controller. We're fitted with RFDS coils and crystals, and $50 or nearest off for that transceiver. You can contact Tony on his landline. Phone number is 08-9528-6735. 08-9528-6735, or the mobile, which is 0472-608-523. 0472-608-523, Tony, VK6 Alpha Tango India. We also have a couple of three items here from John, VK6 Juliet Foxtrot. He has a Dick Smith autobiography, I presume, and My Adventurous Life, paperback of Dick Smith, as new, unread, $24 is the original price. He's selling it for $1.5, that's $15. Also has in IMHO, which is, in my humble opinion, a guide to benefits and dangers of today's communication. It's a paperback also, I believe, and he's keeping the hard copy. Also, the Duratec soldering station kit, a TS1113, it's 1113, pro gas soldering kit, unopened, $98 new price, going for $80. That comes from John, VK6, Juliet Foxtrot on 0413-896-371. 0413-896-371. Well, that's all I've got for you for this occasion. The first one for 2025. But if you'd like to get into the harness and get me something in for next week, please do so. If you have any items for next week, please give me a call or email me, vk6xrayvictor@bigpond.com, for any input for next week's broadcast. Thanks once again for listening, and I wish you all Happy New Year, Happy 2025, staying alive in 25. Cheers, vk6xrayvictor, 73, till next week.
Hi there, it's Clinton, vk6fcrc, back with you. And did you know that NewsWest is now on YouTube? Type in youtube.com/@NewsWest Weekly Podcast -Kilo Zulu 7 Yankee Charlie. Oh, and before I go, I'd like to thank those watching on YouTube or ATV, the readers, and you for listening. I'd also like to thank our team, the broadcasters, and those submitting content each week. Please stand by now for callbacks after the broadcast, or head over to the VK6.net website and fill out the form so we know how many people are listening each week.